Welcome back, everyone, to our South Australian mini-series of Let's Play Through Golf Travel Show. Here we go. Right, hi, everyone. I'm back here with Brent Hill. Brent's been on the show previously when we had a quick little sort of summary of some of the areas in South Australia, but we're just going to deep dive a little bit more into a few of those today. We have talked a lot about the big four courses through this series, and you know, they are fantastic in their own right, but what we also want to do is highlight some of the other areas around and also some of the other golfing destinations that you might find in South Australia. So Brent's come back on to help us with that today. So how are we doing, Brent?
I'm real well. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Midwinter now, aren't you? So slightly different than last time we spoke.
Yeah, that's right. But yeah, look, it's not too bad. The Australian winter's, you know, relatively mild in the whole scheme of things. So yeah, not too bad.
Yeah, you're right. So yeah, we're just going to explore a few regions today. We're going to firstly head about an hour south of Adelaide. So we might have mentioned this briefly last time, but area called the Fleurieu Peninsula, which incorporates the wine region of McLaren Vale. Really lovely area, a bit greener down there, and just a nice sort of food and wine destination, but also some great golf courses. So tell us a little bit more about the Fleurieu, Brent.
Yeah, so that's you know, a really special part of South Australia, mainly because of its proximity to Adelaide. It's one of those places that a lot of holiday homes there, for obvious reasons, because, you know, you can be at those holiday homes in, you know, 30 minutes to an hour. You know, an incredible coastline, beautiful coastline, you know, really nice, you know, beaches, clear water, etc. But then, you know, the great thing is that area has also got the remarkable McLaren Vale wine region, which is, you know, really, you know, beautiful, well known for, you know, Shiraz, Grenache. They do some pretty mean whites, and a lot of the Italian varietals are really coming through now as well. So
that's right.
Lots of those, you know, Tempranillos and so on. There's, you know, breweries and distilleries. And as you can imagine, when there's lots of good drink product there, the food's really good as well. So, and then you really come around the sort of the Victor Harbour, Port Elliot, Goolwa sort of way. And as you may know, if you're a little bit familiar with Australia, we've got the Murray River, which is, you know, a huge river that pretty much goes right through the centre of Australia. That actually comes out in that area as well and empties out into the ocean. So it's a pretty fertile area, and you know, very beautiful. This time of year, it's gorgeous. You know, big green hills, and you've still got all the vineyards and so on there, and then you've got the ocean. And there's some pretty amazing golf courses down there. I spent a lot of my youth sort of cruising around on public access golf courses that are as good as some of the private courses.
Mm. So let's talk about a few of those. So I think probably one of the big up and coming courses in South Australia is Mount Compass, which is again only a bit over an hour from Adelaide.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit more about Mount Compass. I know it's quite a sandy site and you know, really beautiful, typical Australian golf course.
It is, and like, it's one of those ones where people, you know, fly into Adelaide and sort of say, hey, I want to see, you know, Australian wildlife and so on, then I direct people to Mount Compass. It is absolutely guaranteed. Every time you play around a golf there, you will see, you know, certainly kangaroos, and you're just as likely to see, you know, koalas, kookaburras, you know, a whole bunch of different sort of wildlife. Over the last probably 2 or 3 years, it's really stepped up. And so it's now well within the top 100 in Australia. It's one of those beautiful courses that if you're really on your game, playing well, and it's a beautiful sunny summer day and you're getting a bit of roll on the fairways and so on, you can score well. But equally, I've played there when it's, you know, a little bit blowy, there's a lot of water, the rough is pretty deep, and it can become a real challenge. So yeah, it's a fantastically designed golf course, really open in parts, and then narrow in some other areas, and some really beautiful, challenging, memorable holes. So, you know, par three water carries, you know, big dogleg par fives that you've got to sort of, you know, if you want to get on the green, you've really, you know, got to go for it, pump it. Lots of sand, as you mentioned as well. So yeah, it's a good challenge. In my time, I've been fortunate enough to score really well there, but I've also been punished pretty dearly.
Yeah, likewise, likewise. And beautiful big clubhouse sits on top of a hill as well, looks out over the golf course. That's very nice too. And sort of moving across from there over more towards the west coast of the Fleurieu Peninsula, you've got the Lynx at Lady Bay, which is probably also, again, another top 100 rated course in Australia.
Yeah, and so it's definitely for people from the UK, this would feel like a really familiar golf course. It's you know, very close to the ocean. You know, you the whole time you pretty much can see the ocean. So you get those, you know, breezes that come up there. So again, you've got a golf course that plays incredibly different one day to the other. So you can be playing, you know, it when it's benign and think that, you know, it's very gettable. And then you can play it with where you're hitting, you know, almost driver into some of the par threes because they're straight into a prevailing wind. So yeah, it's tough. The rough is not as long as perhaps, you know, Mount Compass. The greens are bigger and beautiful and a lot of water. So yeah, a real challenge. It's definitely one of those, you know, amazing clubhouse, you know, beautiful. You can stay on course.
That's right.
There's things like, you know, pools and tennis courts and all those sort of facilities. So it's as close as we get to sort of a major resort kind of complex in South Australia, really, to be honest.
Yeah. And probably one of the best par threes in the state, I would say, as well, in number 17. Great, great hole, isn't it?
Yeah. Really, really tough. If you can get through there, if you can get through there with a three, you're starting to feel pretty good of yourself because you got that the par five 18th to finish on. So,
yeah
it's a great track and it's a lot of fun. It's definitely should be on your list if you come to South Australia to play golf.
And then there's a little cluster of courses over more around the Victor Harbour area, I guess, as well. So Victor Harbour's quite a popular little tourist town. There's a little horse-drawn tram that will take you over to what they call Granite Island, which is always a little bit of a tourist feature down there. So two or three really good courses down there. We start with Victor Harbour. That's a bit more of a older school kind of members club, but a really fantastic golf course.
Yeah, exactly. So along that sort of area, you've got, you know, Victor Harbour, McCracken, South Lakes. You've got quite a few all in that one space. And because, as I said before, it's a really strong, you know, holiday area. A lot of people have got holiday homes and so on there. So the courses, particularly through the summer, there's a lot of demand. So what you find is, you know, those courses are all pretty available to get onto.
But
Victor Harbour is the prettiest of the lot. Hole number one is arguably the prettiest hole in South Australia, maybe even Australia. It's this beautiful elevated tee. You know, you have a whole vista in front of you of the ocean, and you can see, you know, the islands all in front of you in the ocean as well. So it's a gorgeous hole and quite a test. Very traditional course, probably, you know, I don't know the exact details, but, you know, it'd be 80 to 100 years old, I would have thought. Whereas, you know, your McCracken and Lynx at Lady Bay, those kind of courses are a bit newer. But Victor's always in great condition. McCracken, more your typical resort course. So, you know, conditioning wise, you know, it depends a little bit on, you know, weather and how the weather's going. But, you know, again, you know, a lot of fun, a heap of water, lots of lakes, a lot of fun. You know, great one to get, you know, a group together, get a few carts, stay on course and go around. And then the other one, the South Lakes, is very flat. In and around suburbia, it's been there for a long time. So there's beach houses everywhere around it. It's the kind of track that people sort of, you know, go down the beach in the morning and then go and have a bit of a round of golf in the afternoon.
And I guess we've talked quite a bit about the sort of food and wine down there in on the Fleurieu, but it really is top notch, isn't it? And, you know, there's nothing you can't get down there, whether it's cheese. There's a really nice dairy down there. You've got all sorts of farm shops and produce and pick your own fruit down at Mount Compass and all these types of things. It really is worth having a few days down there and just savoring.
I mean, you're right, Leighton. I mean, it's just so easy to you know, get down there. I think, you know, for a lot of people that are contemplating going to Melbourne or Sydney, you know, particularly during those summer months, you know, you've got to deal with a lot of traffic and it's hard to get from one place to the other. The beauty of being down there, it's very condensed. And like you say, it's very easy to go from, you know, a round of golf in the morning to beach in the afternoon, to a brewery, to picking some, some of your own, you know, fruit or pastries or whatever it is, and then a really nice dining place in the evening. So lots of options in front of you, definitely. Yeah,
beautiful. Yep. That's certainly a favourite spot of mine. So the Fleurieu sort of winds its way back towards the Adelaide Hills. And so the Adelaide Hills is, as the name would suggest, a set of hills that runs sort of east alongside the city of Adelaide and down into the sort of northern and southern areas. And a beautiful spot, very different again, much more lush and green and a lot more woodland and that type of thing. And again, a great place from a wine point of view, lots of wineries, and it's become a really popular wine area now, restaurants and produce, etc. But also a few nice golf courses tucked away up in the hills as well. So yeah. I'd probably start with, say, a Blackwood Golf Club, which is, again, probably about 3/4 of an hour from the city. Quite a good track.
Yeah, and probably the toughest of all the ones up there, I think. I mean, it's a, you know, Adelaide Hills is, like you say, it's very lush, you know, it gets a lot of rain. But, you know, to put it in context, you know, you can be in Adelaide CBD where I am, and you can go up Glen Osmond Road, you know, outside of peak hour, you can be at Mount Lofty in sort of 25 minutes or so. So from that perspective, yeah, it's very accessible. So it gets a lot of visitors up there. So the winery offerings, the gin distilleries, you know, breweries, food kind of places. And sometimes those are all grouped together, which is great. Like there's a place called Lot 100, which has to be on everyone's list, where they've got wine, cider, gin, beer and juice all together in one amazing venue. So yeah, I mean, look, there's so much on offer there. And in terms of the courses, you know, Mount Osmond is incredibly scenic, nice little sort of short track, lots of, you know, different challenges, beautiful views. It literally overlooks Adelaide from, you know, lots of the holes. And again, you talk about Victor Harbour having that amazing hole. There's a hole at Mount Osmond, I can't remember exactly which one it is, about number 5, and it's got a green that literally feels like you're right at the edge of the earth kind of
That's
thing
right.
Overlooking Adelaide.
Sort of just floats above the city, doesn't it? It's pretty special.
It does. So the views from there are quite amazing. And so, Blackwood, you know, really tough wooded type course, you know, for those, you know, who play golf south of London, for example, it wouldn't feel out of place. It feels very similar to down there. And you've got a few other really accessible tracks around that area. There's, you know, Stirling Golf Club and Mount Osmond, as I said. So there's a few in there that you can, you know, jump on and play in an afternoon easily.
Mm. Also, there's probably a place that a lot of people go and visit with a bit of German heritage up there. So Harndorf's an interesting little place, isn't it? And well worth a visit. Tell us a bit more about Harndorf.
Easy walking village. You know, it's as close as we get to those traditional sort of UK villages where you just sort of stroll up and down the main street. Yeah.
Mm, beautiful. And sort of as the hills moves north, we come then across a region called the Barossa Valley. Now, a lot of people might have heard this if they like their wine. Very, very well-known wine-growing region and quite a historic one as well. They've been growing grapes there for a long time now and making some real high-quality wine. I imagine that's on a lot of tourists' radar already, Brent, but why would people want to go to the Barossa?
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, that's definitely that, you know, premium red wine space. That's definitely where you want to go. They're well known for their Shiraz. So, you know, you might have heard of the Penfolds Grange. I think our Prime Minister might have just given one to your Prime Minister, the Penfolds. So, that's where that comes from the Barossa. So yeah, very well known for those reds, but also they have an area called Eden Valley, which has got incredible, you know, Rieslings and cold climate wines and so on. So it's definitely a place that you want to get up to, spend a few days up there. You also have got some great accommodation, and one of those accommodations options is the Novotel Barossa Resort. And over the back of that is the Tanunda Pines Golf Course. So there's a couple of courses there, Tanunda Pines. You've got Sandy Creek, which they're also calling Barossa Golf Course. So there's definitely a few that are worth putting on your list and having a crack at. So Tanunda Pines is a you know, beautiful course, weaves in and out of vineyards, you know, and it's a classic Australian course with, you know, the trees that sort of encroach on the fairways, and amazing amounts of wildlife, you know, lots of kangaroos and resident kookaburras and all of those kinds of things. And a real test, you know, like if you, again, if you play well there, you can score well, but some of the toughest holes in South Australia, but some of the most rewarding holes as well. Beautiful little clubhouse. And again, as is common here in South Australia, you know, get a cart, get a few mates, you know, jump on board. So really easy to play as a tourist.
Yeah. And Sandy Creek's one that's really improved over the last 10 years or so as well. That's a really, really good quality
golf course. Yeah, it's really very well manicured, you know, well run, you know, really, really nice track with some beautiful memorable holes as well. So, yeah, it's definitely an underrated region when it comes to golf. I think Barossa, I think people naturally go to the Fluvio because of that grouping of courses, but, you know, definitely put the clubs in the car when you go up to the Barossa for sure.
Yeah. And speaking of the car, I mean, it really probably is the best way to get from these places or to and from these places. And, you know, all of these could be included in a week's itinerary and you could probably cover all of these regions quite comfortably. But some of the countryside when you're out driving through these areas as well is pretty amazing. And I'd certainly recommend that that's the best way to do things.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, from that perspective, that's the beauty of Adelaide really as a destination. Compared to perhaps, you know, some of the other bigger cities in Australia is you will get into these regions very quickly. So the furthest away out of the three that we've mentioned is Barossa, and that's 1 hour. You know, there's a new expressway that takes you out there literally onto the Barossa's doorstep in around really sort of 45 to 55 minutes. So yeah, it's easier than ever to get out there. And certainly from my perspective, I live on the beach in Adelaide, and I love playing those, as we call them, regional courses. But, you know, you're on course in sort of 55 minutes pretty easily. Mm. So, yeah, it's good.
And one last thing we should mention about them is they're all so bloody cheap, aren't they, Brent? We're talking sort of $30 to $50.
Amazing. Yeah, I mean, you're talking about you would not pay more than sort of $50 Australian to play on these courses. I mean, it's unbelievable. I've, you know, I love my golf and I've played around the world and I, you know, you go to beautiful golf courses, of course, but you know, $400, $500, those kind of price points, this is nothing like that. You know, more like your $50, $60 at max. And you're playing really nice tracks. So you're certainly going to save a lot of cash and still really enjoy yourself.
Yeah. So just quickly to finish off then, Brent, I guess if someone's looking to put together a bit of an itinerary here or come and play some golf in South Australia, whether they're from interstate in Australia or overseas, what's a couple of tips of the best way to try and maybe set up an itinerary?
Yeah, so look, I think the best thing, there are a couple of companies that will do it for you. So there's things like Four Reds who look after golfers and do it really well just to sort of take all that hassle out. But if you want to do it yourself, which is more than achievable, again, most of these courses, you know, particularly like the likes of Grange, you can contact the club in advance and get a tee time. Certainly a lot of them got reciprocal rights, which is great. And then those regional courses, you literally could ring up, you know, within a week and get on. So it's not like if you're preparing to play through Scotland that you have to, you know, book six months in advance, you know, you will definitely get on. So, look, the main thing I say to people is take it at a leisurely pace. Make sure you stop off at some of those incredible spots on the way. Like go to the wineries, go to the, you know, breweries, pick up some amazing food. And you're going to save a lot of money playing golf. So you've got more money to spend on their food and wine and all the rest of it. Plus you get that Australiana feel with the, you know, the nature and the kangaroos and so on, pretty much guaranteed on almost all of those courses. So
yeah,
it's a pretty good way to do an Australian holiday, to be honest.
Yeah. All right, brilliant. And it's been great to revisit all of this. It's like I've been having a trip back home without going there. It's been fantastic. Exactly. Doing this, and this kind of rounds off our South Australian mini series. And thanks to you, Brent, for all your help with it. We hope people get a little bit of a taste of things, and maybe a little bit of an urge to get on down there and play some golf and savour some of that South Aussie culture. That'd be great.
Yeah, let's hope it opens up soon. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Brent. Good on you.